Favorite practice of fall camp today? Oh, man, we just looked really good offensively and defensively, really competitive. The ball swinging back and forth, super competitive. Healthy players looking fast and a sense of optimism going into Nebraska. So I really liked what I just saw. So encourage a light practice this afternoon. Change a format that won't be a young player scrimmage. And then tomorrow we start working on our opponent. So I'm encouraged. I really liked what I just saw.
So will you wrap it up then with just having had the two scrimmages?
Yes.
Why did you decide not to have the scrimmage?
Just based on our evaluation of where our team is. I like what I saw. We're healthy, we're fast, we look physical, and so it doesn't seem like there's a reason to.
Do you feel like anything more is pressing your luck a little bit since you're comfortable at this point? Or?
I think there's always that chance. I mean, who knows, we could divide up into scout teams and prep work and still get someone hurt next week. But I'm measuring that against what I've already seen and where I think we are. Normally, in the beginning, we're usually right on with our plan. So that's what all indicators say. I didn't know I'd feel that way going into today's practice, but afterwards, that's what I think.
So we'd say 2 days are over, camp per se is over.
After tonight.
Yeah.
They still have another practice today.
Could anybody overly exceed your expectations?
No, I don't think so. I think one of the biggest surprises in terms of the young player is Francis Bernard. And so I really liked what he's done from a freshman perspective. But overall, we've brought in a lot of really good young players. And so I'm super excited about our freshman class. It's fun to have gone through the recruiting process and then have the players show up and be what you thought. And we have a lot of really good young players. And to blend with the experience, I'm optimistic not only this season but the future.
Will you leave it up to position coaches to determine their depth charts?
I will. So they submit them to me, and I put a smiley face or a frowning face. But ultimately, I have final say, but they get their first shot.
Do you know enough to evaluate the health of this camp compared to previous ones? And do you think at the end of 2 days you're healthier than you've been?
I think we're healthier. I don't have any of the numbers right now to say these are the comparisons, but I think it's overwhelmingly so.
What's your depth chart inside linebacker right now, both Buck and Mike?
Still, there's a lot of variables there. Be announced Monday, so stay tuned.
What's the biggest benefit of having such a diverse receiver core where you've got size, you've got different skill sets? How do you get to play against defenses with all that?
It starts with our philosophy. We like tall receivers, and we like rangy receivers because most corners are shorter, and safety's not quite so much. But that gives us an advantage matchup-wise. Our outside receivers, we like tall, and we have a bunch of them. And inside receivers, we like a little quicker and faster with matchups on linebackers. And we have both of those. So as long as we stay healthy, I'm encouraged.
What's keeping you up at night? Anything at all? Ask me that.
Just what question you're going to ask me next. What's tomorrow? What's Jay got for me tomorrow? I feel good right now.
Who's in the fall camp MVP?
I don't have a fall camp MVP. I just don't like our team.
So Francis Bernard, is he past Tolaiyahat poaching at that B-back?
IE's been hurt, okay. And so he had a great opportunity to show more of what he could do than maybe normal, so that's helped him.
When are you going to name cap?
Most likely tomorrow evening. We'll go through that process.
Anything new on Kyle Johnson?
He's fine. He's out there playing a little bit of a back injury, but everything's good.
How does this situation kind of solidify itself? You feel better.
Solidifying,
about
that? I would say.
So not
all the way solid, but solidifying. I'm good.
What about punt return?
It's the second question I ask myself after what you're going to ask me. What's up?
Yeah,
gaining confidence. There are still three players that I would mention: Mitch Juergens, Eric Takanaka, and Micah Hanneman right now as far as punt return. And Monday we'll have an answer for that too.
Do you have more confidence?
That's probably what's keeping you up at night, isn't it? Who are punting?
How has this?
He gave me the. It's not a big deal.
Coach, how is this camp compared to previous camps? Is there a different feeling this camp, or is it just business as usual?
The team was more prepared. We could go faster, harder, longer. And that was because of our strength and conditioning. I think they prefer to be called human performance staff, but they did a really good job, so we got more done in less time.
Hine Takanaka at kick return? Or?
Possibly.
Solidifying.
Solidifying.
Yeah. What's the tightest position battle you got going?
We got a bunch. There's some battles at receiver, there's some battles at running back, there's some battles at linebacker, certainly in the secondary, even in the defensive line. It's almost every position right now other than quarterback, which is a good thing.
Micah Hannah got a little bit of a slow start to fall camp.
He's good.
Picked it up.
Yeah. Picked up. Not picking up. Picked.
How would you compare the way things have been for Nick Howell after last year with his
awesome. Icon? It's right back to where we were. I mean, it's just a better fit. More resources, more experience, better chemistry, and more time to focus on football because of one more body in the room. Not saying it's me, just one more experienced coach in the room allows everyone to do their job at a higher level.
You've been the young coach before going up and getting the experience. Do you see the same? Do you see a lot of similarities with Nick?
Awesome. He's a superstar in this profession. He'll be capable of doing whatever he wants to do in this profession. He's really good.
What do you already think you know about Nebraska?
I don't know anything right now. I mean, so that might sound like, that's I've put zero time. My staff has. They've done, initial background work and et cetera, but I work much better focusing on our own team first. Now I have a pretty good idea of where I think we are, and literally tomorrow I'll look.
So you can close the door today and start looking.
After the night.
Yeah.
Is there any familiarity with knowing that Mike Riley's the head coach up there?
Not only Mike Riley, but some of their assistant coaches. So, that'll be, I think, one of the reference points is we'll use them. I'm sure they will as well, the Oregon State BYU games, which were good games. So I think we played three times with these staff members, and so, I look forward to it, and there might be some differences too, but good starting point.
How do you blend that studying of the tape between looking at Nebraska and their players and then looking at what the coaching staff has done at other places?
Man, we're becoming masters of this through independence. We've had so many new staffs, first game things, so our results have been pretty strong. You just do the best you can. I think whenever you make a mistake, it's to focus too much on your opponent. I mean, first game is still mostly about us and how we execute. We'll have to adjust to some things we haven't seen, and there'll be a few surprises, but I don't think the game plan is really what controls the opener. It's usually how well you prepare your own team.
You've been through first games with new staffs, new coordinators on your side, and that can sometimes, there's a curve, and they'll be going through that as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a little bit of a break, but Bankert there is still there, who came with Riley from Oregon State, and they have a coordinator that was just separated from him for a year. So I bet.
But doing it with new personnel.
Yeah, new personnel is a little bit different. So, I'm not sure how big of an effect that will have. But they have had a spring already. Mm-hmm. I think that'll help.
Tom Blackman's had a kind of a rough go with his best friend, Jamal. How has he handled that? Have you noticed anything?
No, I haven't, other than support. Those two are really close. In fact, one of the main reasons DeMond came to BYU was Jamal and Jamal's family's influence of how neat a place BYU was. They still feel that way. Jamal and his folks and his mom especially feels that way. And so, it's hard for Devon. Had been hard, but he's handled it really well. And I think he's making the most of his opportunity.
I've heard you talk a lot about the cross-training that you're doing this fall. Does that help you with your defensive disguising and your multiplicity?
Yeah, it gives us more options and more depth with fewer players. And Bill Belichick has a pretty cool quote, the more you can do, the more you can do.
Has Trevor Sampson pushed into the high 40s, low 50 range, or
he thinks
more?
Yes.
Do you think he has?
I'm still deciding, but I'd rather have him think that he has than I don't.
How much difference for the defense does it give you with the experience you have on this year and the number of guys you can put out there?
Not much in terms of experience, more in terms of the number of guys and possibly rotation, but man, based on how many fast teams we play, meaning tempo teams. It's hard to get the guys in and out anyway. So, but I think at least we'll be able to stay healthy for longer.